A state Senate bill aims to make it easier to build smaller, more advanced nuclear power plants in the state. It would direct the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission to adopt rules for building them and offer state financial incentives. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the bill passed out of committee Thursday.
Those in favor of the plant say, like other nuclear, they can provide reliable power that doesn't emit carbon dioxide. But they're smaller, which makes them cheaper and safer. Authors of the bill say they could be built on the site of closed coal plants, bringing jobs to former coal workers. But consumer advocates say it's a risky investment for the state. The U.S. hasn't built one yet. A federal project in Idaho has been delayed until 2030, and the estimated cost has gone up by about $2 billion. Kerwin Olson with the Citizens Action Coalition says the industry should prove that the plants are safe and cost-effective.
Before we provide financial incentives to these companies and put these costs and risks on the backs of ratepayers.
The Union of Concerned Scientists says the nuclear industry sometimes uses the plant's small size to justify cutting back on safety equipment and shrinking the area that would evacuate in a disaster. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Hoosier Environmental Council says putting hazardous nuclear waste on the site of the state's urban coal plants, closer to residents, is also a bad idea.